thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Eco-conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa and Telsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Syria and Turkey discuss increasing collaboration in the health sector. In ecology news, an international team of scientists identified life forms in a deep layer of ocean crust. In humanitarian news, the Micronesia Red Cross Society donates $40,000 to the Philippine Red Cross. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 13th, is the birthday of eminent Chinese linguist and inventor Mr. Zhao Youguang, born in 1906. He is the creator of Pinyin, which is a system for representing Mandarin Chinese with a Roman alphabet, first published by the nation's government in 1958. It has helped increase literacy in China 70% since that time. In 1982, the International Organization for Standardization acknowledged Pinyin as the official standard for teaching Chinese phonetics, and it was similarly recognized by the United Nations in 1986. In addition, Chinese Braille is based upon it. The multi-talented Mr. Zhao is also a Confucian scholar. Bravo, Mr. Zhao Youguang, for your enriching gifts to China and the world. May you have a blessed and joyous 105th birthday, celebrated with loved ones.
By news, cold wave in Nepal and India claims more lives. On Sunday, January 9th, five people succumbed to the cold in the Terai Plains of southern Nepal, where more than a week of winter chill had already claimed at least seven lives. Many schools announced temporary closures as weather forecasters warned that temperatures could drop further. Meanwhile, in neighboring northern India, up to 25 new fatalities of primarily homeless persons were reported on Monday, with eight occurring in the worst-affected Uttar Pradesh state, despite officials distributing blankets and firewood. This raises the death toll throughout the region to 129, as temperatures have approached 0 degrees Celsius in some areas.
When the cold in India was first reported in late December, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000, an amount that could purchase $225,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States, based on India's cost of living. Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, she again asked that our association members go if possible to bring material for warmth to the most vulnerable in both India and Nepal.
We are thankful for the initiatives of the personnel working to ease the conditions of severe cold, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's care extended to those most in need. With our condolences for the loss of loved ones, we pray for the resiliency of the Indian and Nepalese people as we strive for kinder stewardship of the earth to reduce such weather extremities as these.
Australia flood toll continues to rise. In the past week alone, at least 10 people, including 5 children, lost their lives, taking the overall toll of fatalities to 20 since Queensland's worst flooding in decades began in early December. On Wednesday, January 12, 15 military aircraft were dispatched to find more than 90 people who were still missing. Most of the victims had disappeared near the city of Toowoomba when a 2-meter wall of water described as an inland tsunami suddenly swept through the area on Monday. As a precautionary measure, thousands of residents from Brisbane and Ipswich were evacuated in concern for the Brisbane River, surpassing record levels seen during previously fatal 1974 floods.
Meanwhile, emergency personnel worked to bring medicines and other supplies to areas that, despite remaining dry, have been isolated by surrounding waters for more than 2 weeks. The flooding, which is said to be triggered by the strongest La Niña effect in recorded history, has thus far impacted more than three-quarters of Queensland state, as well as parts of New South Wales, where nearly 3,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate thus far.
Upon first receiving reports of the worsening conditions in early December, Supreme Master Qinghai had expressed her deep love and prayers, donating $10,000 in emergency aid as our nearby association members immediately began relief efforts in accordance with her instructions. Supreme Master Qinghai had also offered $10,000 to assist the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in rescuing stranded animal companions.
Our gratefulness for the endeavors of all Australian officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care of the flood-afflicted. May heaven protect the Australian people during these trying times as we pray for the lessening of such calamities through our gentler and more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
By news, cold wave in Nepal and India claims more lives. On Sunday, January 9th, five people succumbed to the cold in the Terai Plains of southern Nepal, where more than a week of winter chill had already claimed at least seven lives. Many schools announced temporary closures as weather forecasters warned that temperatures could drop further. Meanwhile, in neighboring northern India, up to 25 new fatalities of primarily homeless persons were reported on Monday, with eight occurring in the worst-affected Uttar Pradesh state, despite officials distributing blankets and firewood. This raises the death toll throughout the region to 129, as temperatures have approached 0 degrees Celsius in some areas.
When the cold in India was first reported in late December, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000, an amount that could purchase $225,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States, based on India's cost of living. Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, she again asked that our association members go if possible to bring material for warmth to the most vulnerable in both India and Nepal.
We are thankful for the initiatives of the personnel working to ease the conditions of severe cold, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's care extended to those most in need. With our condolences for the loss of loved ones, we pray for the resiliency of the Indian and Nepalese people as we strive for kinder stewardship of the earth to reduce such weather extremities as these.
Australia flood toll continues to rise. In the past week alone, at least 10 people, including 5 children, lost their lives, taking the overall toll of fatalities to 20 since Queensland's worst flooding in decades began in early December. On Wednesday, January 12, 15 military aircraft were dispatched to find more than 90 people who were still missing. Most of the victims had disappeared near the city of Toowoomba when a 2-meter wall of water described as an inland tsunami suddenly swept through the area on Monday. As a precautionary measure, thousands of residents from Brisbane and Ipswich were evacuated in concern for the Brisbane River, surpassing record levels seen during previously fatal 1974 floods.
Meanwhile, emergency personnel worked to bring medicines and other supplies to areas that, despite remaining dry, have been isolated by surrounding waters for more than 2 weeks. The flooding, which is said to be triggered by the strongest La Niña effect in recorded history, has thus far impacted more than three-quarters of Queensland state, as well as parts of New South Wales, where nearly 3,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate thus far.
Upon first receiving reports of the worsening conditions in early December, Supreme Master Qinghai had expressed her deep love and prayers, donating $10,000 in emergency aid as our nearby association members immediately began relief efforts in accordance with her instructions. Supreme Master Qinghai had also offered $10,000 to assist the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in rescuing stranded animal companions.
Our gratefulness for the endeavors of all Australian officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care of the flood-afflicted. May heaven protect the Australian people during these trying times as we pray for the lessening of such calamities through our gentler and more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Save our planet. Concerns mount about climate change-driven diseases. Experts have noted that global warming is causing the spread of such infectious diseases as malaria and cholera into Asian and African regions where they had previously never been seen. Unfortunately, many countries lack the necessary infrastructure to respond to these worsening threats, as explained by Kenyan meteorologist Dr. Samuel Mariji in confirming the troubling cases in his country.
What we have found is that diseases like malaria, which used to affect low-lying areas near the lake, have actually moved to higher grounds, which never used to be affected. And the people who are living in the higher grounds had not developed any immune systems to fight the malaria. So many people are actually suffering from the disease, and many are dying because of the low immunity.
This rising incidence of global warming-related disease has also become a priority concern in Western developed countries, as explained by Mr. Jose Romero, the national focal point to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC.
I come from Switzerland, and in Europe we have now more and more these tropical diseases that are imported, probably also because there is much tourism, traveling, but a concern is that if temperature rises in Europe, then we will have even more tropical diseases, like chikungunya and dengue.
In the United States, officials have identified spreading diseases as one of the top four climate change-related security threats, expressing their concern about an overall lack of preparedness to respond to disease outbreaks. Noting that mosquito-borne dengue fever reappeared in 2009 after a 75-year absence, the previously rare West Nile virus is also now present in 44 of 50 U.S. states.
Our thanks, Dr. Marici, Mr. Romero, and all governments working to assess risk and help residents cope with the challenge of climate-related illnesses. Let us join in concerted efforts to stem the loss of health and lives, as well as to save the planet.
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, Supreme Master Qinghai noted the climate-related health concerns already occurring in that country, speaking at the same time of the chance we each have to reverse the conditions of global warming altogether.
Mosquitoes causing dengue fever are also being seen for the first time in Piura as they spread to new areas due to climate change. But we have the chance to change all that now, because we know what we need to change. We know that the vegan diet is the only way, the fastest way. It's the only way to cure and save the planet. It is up to us, all of us, to decide whether or not we should save our planet, save our family, save our children. A vegan diet free of animal products, an even better organic vegan. These are the key to human and planetary survival.
Save Our Planet. Having designated 2011 as the International Year of Forests, the United Nations calls on governments as well as regional and international organizations to help promote activities for conserving and sustainably managing the world's woodlands.
Save Our Planet. Wildlife officials in the Chigam National Park in Jammu and Kashmir, India, provide 200 endangered Hangul deer living in the park with supplementary feed and mineral cakes to help ensure their survival in the face of recent severe cold and snow.
Save Our Planet. British Energy and Climate Change Secretary Chris Hume pledges the United Kingdom's commitment to the next decade's rapid development of sustainable energy sources and other green technologies.
Warning news. Oscar-winning Hollywood actress Hilary Swank reports that the large amounts of fish she consumed while training for the movie Million Dollar Baby caused her to suffer from mercury poisoning, requiring nearly 2 years of recovery.
I'm Clucky the Chicken, and my vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I have a tip on carob, a tasty alternative to chocolate. It's a legume that comes from an evergreen tree grown in the Mediterranean. Naturally sweet, it is a good source of riboflavin, calcium, and potassium, and contains small amounts of iron. It can be used in cookies, treats, and drinks. Carob is also safe for your lovely dog companion to enjoy. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
news, Syria and Turkey discuss increasing collaboration in the health sector. Syrian Minister of Health, His Excellency Rita Said, and Turkish Minister of Health, His Excellency Dr. Recep Aktaş, met in Turkey's capital, Ankara. They conversed about enhancing cooperation through the initiation of shared scientific endeavors and experience exchanges, as well as joining to overcome diseases, particularly in regions on the border. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies Rita Said and Dr. Recep Aktaş, Syria and Turkey, for your commitment to the well-being of your citizens. May nations continue to work together for the betterment of all Earth's inhabitants.
In ecology news, scientists identify life forms in the deep layer of ocean crust. A study by an international team of researchers from Germany, Japan, and the United States presented the first evidence of biological activities in rock samples obtained 1,400 meters beneath the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. A surprising variety of bacteria has been found with a wide range of functionalities. These include surviving near boiling temperatures of water, consuming methane and other hydrocarbons, as well as converting carbon dioxide into non-volatile types. The researchers believe that their result opens up the possibility of storing carbon under the ocean. The results have been published in the USA Public Library of Science award-winning journal PLOS ONE. Our thankfulness, all scientists involved, for your interesting discoveries. May we grow in guardianship of the amazing life on our bountiful land and flourishing seas. Coming up, Philippine residents are assisted by the Micronesia Red Cross Society. We'll go visit the flowers and come back quick. More conducive news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for an exceptional world. In humanitarian news, the Micronesia Red Cross Society donates $40,000 to the Philippine Red Cross, or PRC. Mr. Richard J. Gordon, PRC Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, expressed his thankfulness for the contribution. He stated it would be used for continued rehabilitation from the effects of a typhoon and to help those who lost their homes. Our warm gratitude, Micronesia Red Cross Society, and heaven bless your munificent support of the Philippine people. May all individuals in their time of need find comfort and assistance through the care and generosity of others.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Greek entitled Love.
Εκείνος. Έχεις ερωτευτεί στο παρελθόν? Εκείνη. Όχι, Αλέξη. Αλλά θαύμαζα άνδρες για την εμφάνισή τους, για τη δύναμη, το θάρρος, την ευφυΐα τους. Τέτοια πράγματα. Με σένα όμως, Αλέξη, δεν είναι τίποτα από αυτά. Είναι έρωτας.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I wish we had a restaurant like Loving Hut here, Radar.
Greetings, Radar. Thanks for sharing your comment. We also wish that Loving Huts or other vegan restaurants spring up in every corner of the world so that people can conveniently enjoy delectable, affordable, and nutritious plant-based meals. May that day soon come in 2011. Heaven's blessings and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with peace, friendship, and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With poverty reduction a top priority, newly elected Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff and her government announced plans for programs to help the less fortunate by expanding public services along with other life-benefiting initiatives.
In addition to emergency food supplies to help 3,000 of the most vulnerable families in Afghanistan's Gahor province, the U.S. is donating $15,000 to purchase locally grown wheat for some 500,000 people affected by the floods in Pakistan.
Dr. Iyad Ansaraj, the first psychiatrist to practice in Gaza, Palestine, and founder of the Gaza Community Mental Health Program, is awarded Sweden's 2010 Olof Palme Prize for his ongoing efforts to assist the Palestinian community and to strive for peace in the Middle East.
Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health and University of California in the USA find that men with prostate cancer who engage in at least 3 hours of vigorous activity per week are 61% less likely to pass away from prostate cancer than those who exercise less than 1 hour per week.
The European Union, Ireland and Luxembourg donate a total of €4 million to pay December 2010 salaries and pensions for almost 85,000 Palestinian civil servants and pensioners in the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Vegan ultramarathoner Scott Jurek, who holds the American record for running a 24-hour race, offers key tips for transitioning to healthy plant-based athleticism on his website, www.nomeatathlete.com.
Dutch researchers find that bright light therapy used in treating seasonal winter blues is as effective as antidepressant drugs in treating major depression among elders.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics announces that 103,000 new jobs were created during December 2010, decreasing the unemployment rate to 9.4% as the lowest since May 2009.
Reporting from Germany, an article in the popular online news publication Monsters and Critics observes a growing global trend of veganism, citing improved health, environmental benefit and animal welfare as reasons for more and more people choosing plant-based fare.
An international seminar in Aulac or Vietnam brings together 120 delegates from Europe and Asia to raise awareness and appreciation for Dang Ga Dai Do, a genre of Southern Aleksees or Vietnamese folk music.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.